boat bobbed gently halfway between the two.
And there was a hush on the sea. It didn't look right. It felt as if there was going to be a storm.
"I reckon we ought to be getting out of here," Solid said.
It was then that they heard the splash of oars. Squinting hard, Solid could just make out the shape of another boat heading towards them. He grabbed his boat hook.
"I knows that you, you thieving foreign bastard."
The oars stopped.
"May you be consumed by a thousand devils, you unclean son of a dog of the female persuasion."
The other boat glided closer.
"That's Greasy Arif," snapped Solid. "Stealing our squid, the evil-eyed devil."
Les was looking over the side. Little bubbles fizzed on the surface of the sea.
"Dad? Get on them oars, I'll knock his black teeth out." "Dad, there's..." "Shut up and row!
I can't move the boat, Dad. We're stuck on summit."
"It's 100 fathoms deep, boy. What's to stick on?"
Les disentangled an oar from the thing rising slowly out of the fizzing sea. From below the surface, there was a sound like a bell slowly swinging.
"Looks like a chicken, Dad, made of iron."
It was a chicken. It stood on a cross-shaped perch as it rose against the stars. Solid held the torch closer.
"Les, row like the blazes." "Is it a monster, Dad?" "It's worse, son."
The thing was quite high now, standing on some kind of tower.
"What is it, Dad?" "It's a damned weathercock."
There was not, on the whole, a lot of geological excitement. Around the shores of the Circle Sea, in some of the very low-lying swamp areas, a wave 5 or 6 feet high swamped some villages of people that no one cared about very much. But in the purely geological sense, nothing very much happened. In a purely geological sense.
"It's a city, Dad, look!"
The seawater surged down the streets as huge weed-encrusted buildings boiled slowly out of the surf.
"Keep rowing," said Solid.
But since lesson one in rowing is that you do it while looking the wrong way, they didn't see the other boat.
"You lunatic! Foolish man! Don't you touch that building! This country belongs to Ankh-Morpork!
I claim this land in the name of the Sheriff of Alk-Ali.
We saw it first!
We saw it first before you saw it first!"
There was a grinding noise from under the keel of both boats, and they began to tip into the sea-bottom ooze.
"He has set his foot on Kalachian soil, the squid thief!
Get those filthy sandals off Ankh-Morpork territory!"
The two squid fishermen glared at one another.
"Mine!
Mine!"
In Ankh-Morpork, there was a tradition of soapbox public speaking in Sator Square, and traditionally people said whatever was on their minds at the top of their voices. Commander Vimes of the City Watch reached out without paying attention and struck a match on Sergeant Detritus.
"Sorry, Sergeant."
Vimes lit his cigar.
"It's not a problem," said the troll.
They returned their attention to the speakers.
"Time they were taught a lesson,"
screamed the nearest one.
"Ankh-Morpork has had enough. They steal our fish, they steal our trade, and now they're stealing our land."
"It's a pirate bloody empire," shouted a speaker opposite him. "And what does the city care? Nothing."
There were shouts of shame. There was more in the air than the salt of the sea, Vimes thought. He could sense it. Suddenly, the problem was Kalach.
"Wow," said Detritus. "Damn Kalachians steal everything that ain't nailed down, right?"
Vimes shook his head and strolled on. "They don't have trolls in Kalach, do they?"
"No, sir. Troll brains don't work in the heat. If I was to go to Kalach, I'd be really stupid."
Another speaker was attracted.